The Eau Claire School Board faces a budget deficit of close to $2 million. Fixing up a 50-year-old school didn't make sense. So the board decided last fall to close Cleghorn School and move the 400 elementary students to other schools next year. The decision was criticized by Cleghorn parents like Troy Faulkner. He's now head of the Citizens for Proper Representation. The group will circulate recall petitions because its members say a lack of long-range planning led to the school closing. Board members who voted to close the older school, however, explained they wanted to utilize about 800 empty seats in other schools. Faulkner's group contends that's short-sighted since his area of the city is growing and other areas aren't. His group offered several alternatives, including holding an advisory referendum on the school closing.
The school board did not want to do that, and what that clearly means is that they don't care or didn't want to listen to what the public had to say regarding the boundary issues and closing Cleghorn.
Except that's why you elect school board members to make those tough decisions.
Which is why we're going to recall them.
Faulkner's efforts follow on the heels of a successful school board recall in November in the Osseo Fairchild School District. There, four school board members were voted out after a decision to replace the district's chieftain head logo with a different one. Because of that and other recall efforts around the state, the Wisconsin Association of School Boards approved a resolution recently that would limit the use of recall to an illegal or immoral act. Spokesperson Annette Tallis.
There should be restrictive reasons for recall that involve very serious breaches of the public trust, but a single vote on a matter of public policy should not necessarily be a cause for recall.
Tallis says her group still needs a lawmaker to introduce the idea as legislation. But Troy Faulkner says limiting the reasons for recall to malfeasance wouldn't deter his group in the future.
If that were passed into law, we would just have to dig deeper into the facts and try to find some illegal activity.
However, the chair of UW-Eau Claire's political science department agrees with the proposal to limit recall of school board members and other elected officials. Rod Freitag says just the threat of recall can cripple open debate of complex issues.
I would rather our elected officials be free from recall efforts in making policy decisions, and that if citizens disagree with that, then in the next regularly scheduled election, they can use their vote.
But Eau Claire School Board member Bob Janke calls that nonsense. He's not a target of recall since he voted against the Cleghorn closing, but he won't shy away from controversial issues just because he might be recalled.
I can't see that people should be afraid to make decisions. If you are, you probably shouldn't serve on the board to begin with.
Meanwhile, Troy Faulkner's group in Eau Claire needs 10,000 signatures of residents to force an election. Those may be difficult to acquire since the controversy mainly affects residents in a small part of a large district. But if successful, the Citizens for Proper Representation hopes to have a recall election at the same time of the spring school board election in April. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.